Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's good to be here. Missed you guys last week. I've been busy around here. So here we go. We have an interesting show today. We're going to be focusing on how the energy, the current energy, is affecting emotions, because it's a lot of water. When we look at the elements in earth, water, fire, you know, all the energy of elements, we have a lot of water energy going right now. We just went through the super duper super moon with the lunar eclipse, and that was pretty potent. And it was a Cancer eclipse, and we are in a Cancer season of eclipses. So there's going to be a few this year, but that's okay. And what I want to help you with, and I'm tapping in, we're going to ask for guidance from the angels today, because emotions are nothing to be afraid of feeling. And people that aren't used to feeling more of life are finding that they are, and they don't want to. They're used to piping it down, suppressing it, and, you know, really just not addressing it. Emotions are not a negative thing. Emotions are one of the best ways to connect with spirit. If you want to connect with, you know, that connection to life, you know, using emotions can be weird at first if you're not used to it. But this energy is helping us to address, go face to face with some things that we need to address, to clear out, to let it go. That was a big moon for clearing, and there's still some influence there. Well, now we have an Aquarius energy right on that. So we have Cancer's a water sign with that energy whenever that has a strong influence, and anything that has an eclipse behind it will magnify whatever that energy is. Well, Aquarius is the water bearer. You know, when you look at that Aquarius energy, and we just entered into that on January 20. So there you go again. We have a little bit of, you know, more water energy, but here's the beautiful part. The universe has a way of giving us exactly what we need when we need it. We have to just be aware that it's there. How many times do we feel like, I need this, or I need that, or I can't accomplish this without that, you know, that kind of thing? Well, yes, you can, because actually when you believe all of your needs are met and what you need is available to you, it is. And I can definitely vouch for that. So, you know, I go through my stuff too, and it's like, okay. And this morning I was doing the same thing. I was like, all right, need a couple of things, need some creative mindset. So I started tapping into that Aquarius energy. I started tapping into how I was feeling about things, and it was wonderful. I asked the angels, boom. So I want to help you do the same thing. I want to help you understand that. Aquarius energy is inventive energy. It helps you think out of the box. We just came out of Capricorn energy, and that one is set your path. You know, ground in, be structured, do what you got to do, and make it happen. Well, that's good because that helps us plan. Now we move into let's get creative and tweak it and be inventive and think out of the box. And I'll never forget one time, it was years and years ago, a scientist, I think I've mentioned this before, he was on the show. He was a wonderful guy. But it was years ago, like at the beginning of the show, like 2010, 2011, way back. And I said something about thinking out of the box. He goes, you can't be out of the box. If you're out of the box, you're in another box. And I was like, are you aware that you're on a spiritual show where we don't think that way? And we were having a good time. I enjoyed having him on. And it was interesting because he just said, no, you can't be out of a box. If you're not in this one, you're in another one. That's another perspective. But we're going to go with let's be free and out of the confinement of a box, because that's what Aquarius energy can bring you. It can bring you a feeling of there's a workaround. I could find another way to do this better. And that's what I love about this energy. So we're talking about all of these things today. It's about balancing the life, balancing the emotions. And that helps us to make the life choices that we need to do. So if you guys really felt like you were getting yanked around a little bit with the energy in the last couple of weeks, it's totally understandable. It's not trying to beat you down. It's trying to bring you to a place where you're not avoiding the things that need to be dealt with anymore. Not avoiding your emotions, not avoiding, you know, making choices or pretending that what you know you need to do, you're avoiding making the choice because you would rather do something else. You just want to stay. You know, this out of the comfort zone is pretty much the theme, and it has been for a couple of years now. But this one, this helps you embrace that, because honestly, to be free is the opposite of fear. I was just talking about that with somebody else in my angel retreat membership, and it was to have fear, you can't be free, because fear is what binds you. That just freezes you and locks you up. We don't want to be afraid to feel. We don't want to be afraid to acknowledge the emotions that we have, all of them, whether they're positive or negative, because those negative ones, yes, they lower the frequency, but at the same time, they address, whoa, that's what is dropping my frequency. I need to detach from that, or I need to find a way for that not to affect me like that. So it's very interesting how we start digging into how this works. So there is no resting so much. You know, I say there's no resting on our laurels this year, because this is the year to make all the changes that we've been ready to do. Last year, we were clearing out. And, you know, all of this energy in January helps kind of finalize that. And that's what it was doing. The Aquarius energy is also the 11th sign in the zodiac, if you think about it. So that has an 11 energy to it as well. But the water bearer Aquarius helps us. It helps Earth. It helps to flush out all those things that need to go away. Water is something we're going to talk about today with energy healing, because water is one of the best things, physical water, the water you drink, the water you can swim in. It's one of the best things to clear energy. It's a beautiful conduit that just energy is energy. And it's like magnetic. It attaches, boom, out the door it goes, you know? And it's a very powerful way to clear energy off your physical body, to your physical field. It's a physical thing you can do. Drinking a lot of water can help clear it out. showering, bathing, swimming in water, when we add salts, that magnifies that, kind of like the eclipse magnifies a moon energy. So you have a lot of things that you can take care of this with. You can clear it out if it's really getting the best of you. You can clear it out if it's just overwhelming you. Anxiety can pop up a lot when we're starting to feel a lot of these things. And, you know, sometimes that's all an energy. That's all the fear showing its head, rearing its head. It really is. All the anxiety is fear in an energy. And, you know, some people are like, I really have a hard time with things like that. And I'm not saying you don't, because I've had my share of it too. I absolutely know that. I'm not saying I haven't. Everybody here is dealing with stuff like that. So I want you guys to know that there is possibilities. And this energy, if you're feeling a lot with your emotions this month or in the next few weeks, don't disregard them. Respect them for what they are, and allow the Aquarius energy to come in and just help you flush it out. It will help you flush out what needs to, it will help you make the decisions that you need to make. You will release things that are just standing in the way. You'll let it go. You'll feel like, you know what, that's what keeps affecting me in a negative way. That's how this will help you. Also, allowing your connection to your emotions, you will feel your heart chakra a little bit more, and making decisions from the heart versus the mental, you're more connected into spirit, into the, you know, for your guidance. I mean, I hear so many times where people are asking for help, praying for help, asking for help. They keep repeating that, but then you have to stop and know and release it. You know, you have to let it go. You have to know that it was heard and there's already a solution on the way. What is that addressing if you don't believe that, if you feel like you have to keep repeating that request? Do you not trust that it was received? See, there's that right there. It just addresses that. Things like that is what we're going to do. Let me see here. I am going to, where am I? Okay. Sorry, I got a little bit of a different setup here today, so I'm reorienting myself with all these devices. What we want to do is, let me get that ready. Okay, I want to say hello to everyone over in YouTube chat. I see the live chat's open. We do have YouTube live chat open. We are also streaming on Facebook via our network, Transformation Talk Radio. They're streaming over there. I'm live streaming over on the YouTube, and that is also embedded on my website at jenroyster.com. I want to welcome everyone. Hello to everyone we have over there. Let's see, somebody new I've never seen before. Hello to you. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce your name, but I want to say hello, the one with the three big hearts. And then we have Jody and Candace, hello. We have Shadana. We have, nice. You guys, welcome. It's good to see you guys. I missed you guys last week. And I want to know how everybody did with that energy. How did everybody do with that crazy energy? Throw it out there. Let me know. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the video live stream of the Jen Royster Show. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start diving in, asking for some guidance from the angels. And I already have some of that that I want to share with you. And we're just going to power on, and we're going to find a way to make these emotions a very positive experience. Stay with us. I'll be right back after the break.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're going to start diving in. First of all, I asked for angel guidance on, you know, okay, what can we do? Help us when we feel overwhelmed by these emotions that might be popping up or how you might be feeling in general. And a few of the things they addressed to me were, you will feel the heaviness sometimes of denser energy that's lifting up and moving out. This came from Michael and Raphael. They are a wonderful tandem team when they work together. Raphael is all about the healing. Michael's all about the clearing and ridding of toxic energy. So that's a perfect combo for this, especially. And it made sense. It's like if you felt like you were going down in the dumps and then back up, or one day you had energy, one day you did not, it's making perfect sense. You're feeling the energy purging itself up and out. And to not be hard on yourself, don't feel down. One of the other things that Michael brought up was flexibility will help you tremendously. And boy, do I know that one personally. I do. And flexibility, you can have a plan, and this is where Aquarius will help you. And think about that water bearer energy. And an Aquarius, they're inventive. It's an inventive energy, creative, out-of-the-box energy, remember. And when you feel like, oh, I had a plan and nothing's going to plan, which that may or may not be what you've been experiencing. I know I have. Tapping into that and saying, okay, Aquarius energy, I need some creative, inventive, out-of-the-box thinking here to work out a solution. Boom. You might be quite pleasantly surprised at what will pop up. It will help you tap into your creative juices that'll flow and wake them up, because that's what you want to rise to the surface right now to help you. that's where you want to be flexible. You can have a plan, absolutely have a plan for the day, but be prepared to change it up. And you might find that something will be better than the way you thought it would be before. And that part I love, because when we're going through all, we can get really upset if we're very fixed, okay? If you're very fixed and you want it to go a certain way and it doesn't, that usually can cause most of the stress. Absolutely. Most of the stress will come from you go into a perspective of everything's ruined because it didn't turn out the way I wanted. This is where you make the lemonade out of the lemons, so to speak, and you just go with whatever happens, happens, okay? It really will take a lot of the tension off that affects the emotions. It's huge. So let's see what we got over there. Let me see. I see a couple people saying, oh, we have somebody from, well, good evening from Estonia. Wow. Well, thank you for being with us. Wow. We got, that's nighttime over there, I'm imagining. And then we have Candace. Oh, Candace had the tummy flu. She said something's moving for her. I'm glad you're feeling better and you're with us. Ouch. Shadana was feeling the blah. Okay. You were probably feeling the energy that's dense that needs to lift. It's probably old stuff that just kind of got hidden under the rug, so to speak, in a metaphoric way to describe that. And we don't realize we're dragging it around. This energy helps expose these things so you can deal with them and like, oh, I didn't know that was there. Let me get rid of that. So that's the positive for this. I hope you feel better soon, Kansas. Candace, goodness, that's no fun. And for everybody dealing with extreme weather across the states, wow, you know, I'm feeling for everyone. We have a bit here and there too. We're on the East Coast. So, you know, some of the states are having it a little more than they're used to. And you guys stay safe out there. There's just so many different things going on out there. And with that, we see all this crazy weather going on, right? But Aquarius energy also, it helps Earth release its pain. Okay? Now, let me take you back to another perspective. There's yourself as an individual. And this is what Raphael reminded me of with healing. It was very interesting because the whole energy of Aquarius and the water bearer flushes out everything. It just cleanses. I mean, think about it. You can simplify it down. You wash your dishes after a meal, right? The water's cleansing everything that needs to go away, okay? I mean, it cleanses you. It's cleansing Earth. I know. I mean, there's some tough things out there. I'm not disregarding that, but it does flush out the pain that Earth carries. Earth is a living, breathing, it breathes. They've seen that. You know, you can go look it up. Like it actually breathes. It's a living planet. And look at all the life it supports. And it has to be honored and respected and clear out too. When we do grounding or energy clearing. And you know, some people use that. They'll go and they, you know, make sure your feet are on the earth and earth will pull all that energy from you and it transmutes it. Well, eventually it's got to clear out, you know, a little bit too there. I mean, look at all that energy it absorbs from us. Just putting it in perspective. I know when you go, whoa, I never thought of it that way. I mean, energy is processed in so many ways. When you're working with energy healing, absolutely, Candace, great point that you're bringing up. The memory of water is powerful energy. Absolutely. I mean, everything can process and absorb energy. And then there's things that are of earth, which water is part of that. And then the earth itself, the ground, it absorbs these things. So it's all being cleared and cleansed. You're being cleared and cleansed. You have that opportunity. So you don't want to avoid that at this time. Now, in Aquarian energy, and this is something that Raphael was telling me about as well, it's a very healing energy. It'll energize you if you allow the clearing. Sometimes that might mean a good cry with a box of Kleenex. I don't know. It might be a box of tissue. You might just need to have a timeout. You might need to have some balancing. Balancing emotions are also going to be balancing life. When we take that time to have a balanced life, that's self-care, that's self-love. You're respecting and honoring you. Decisions that you need to make are going to come through much more confident. You'll feel more grounded and secure in them. And, you know, this energy, bringing up things that are like, you know, I am just done with that. Nope, that's not me anymore. It might have been something that worked for you very well at one point. And now, no, not so much. It might have been just something that, oh, yeah, I'm not. I used to love that, but not anymore. I just feel different now. That doesn't mean that that is something wrong with that. It just means you're in a different place with your frequency. You have to honor and respect that and move with it. How many times do you try to just stay the same? Trust me, if you just give it an opportunity when you move forward, and now's the time. If you guys were aligning yourself, if you were relocating, if you were, you know, moving into a new place, a new project, a new job, a new relationship ending, you know, lots of big things. Keep in mind that that's all perfect. You did that. And now you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know where to go. This energy, feeling with the, feeling them, the emotions, they're going to help you decipher what's working. What do I want to keep? This works. This aligns with me. This supports where I want to go. This keeps me lifted in joy. This keeps me lifted and motivated to keep moving. And then it will also point out if it's anything left there. Not everybody will feel this. It just depends if you've been hanging on to something. What's holding you up? What's dragging you down? What's deflating, you know, your balloon, you know, the wet blanket thing? What is doing that? And this isn't about a blame, okay? If it has to do with a relationship, it's not that one's right or wrong. It means it's time to go in different directions. Nobody can choose that for you, okay? When I ask angels for guidance, I'm not going to go, hey, you know, that's not the kind that it's, they've been really clear about that. I'm not going to bring energy out and do a reading that says, yeah, you need to go and leave that relationship or you need to look for a new one. It'll align the way you want it. It'll align with where your energy is going. So what I want to do, which is way, way more empowering, it's way more empowering for you, is to help you know how you can tweak things, how you can align your energy for your manifesting, because that's what I want to teach you and that's what I want to help you do. The angels have been very clear with me on that's the route, okay? So I want you guys to know that. I definitely receive readings, and what I'm doing right now with this heaviness, then that heaviness of Earth, keep in mind, if you were feeling the weight or the weight of energy in the last week, you could have been, depending on how connected you are with Earth, nature, you could have been feeling the weight of that that's lifting. Then you say, you know what? I acknowledge that you need to be supported too, and I'm going to lift, because the more you clear and the more you make sure you're good, you're supporting the rest of the world. You're contributing to a better world. So that right there is big. So Earth's going to do what it's got to do to clear. It's our responsibility to do that for ourselves as an individual. And then we become part of a massive unity and team to lift the whole world in a better place. It works that way. Guys, think about that for a moment. When we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on, a few more tips from the angels and how this energy is really one of the best things we could use right now. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Thank you. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, let me check in with YouTube chat. We have David. David, welcome. Work, work, work for David. Well, we're glad you made it. It's good to see you here. And, you know, guys, if you feel like life's getting busier, it is. It's moving faster. It feels like we have less hours in the day or just more, 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 faster, faster, faster. Make sure that doesn't overwhelm you because believe it or not, with things that things with the universe, things with spirit, things with energy, it's so interesting when I began my studies in this. I mean, I'm fascinated with it because when we feel the energy moving faster, we align our frequency. If you think of a fan blade moving on slow, okay? And then you speed it up slow, medium, fast. There's a difference with frequency that way. I've noticed that when life is getting a little like, oh, I can't keep up, raise your frequency. Raise your frequency. Then you align with the speed of the energy that is flowing in. And this was something that Michael shared with me over the week. And I went, oh, I've never thought of it that way. I've had the analogy of the fan before, raising frequency, but not to help you balance and not feel like life is leaving you behind and you can't keep up. I went, what a great idea. So I'm sharing that because I really needed it in the last week. And I thought, oh, what a great idea. Because, you know, that's what we're doing now daily on energy. It's important for energy healing and energy clearing right now, guys. And every day is a good idea to check in with yourself for a few minutes and do that. I'm highly recommending, okay, even highly, I know, don't you love my grammar today? I'm having fun with words. I make up words. They're fun. Why not? You know, I'm out of the box on the grammar. Anyway, if you took, like when you first wake up in the mornings, and it just depends on your schedule. I know everybody's got a different routine and schedule that they have. But mornings are usually the best time because you haven't loaded it down with all the things of the day. But you could take 5 or 10 minutes to just sit and have that gratitude and put that intention out there for a very positive day. I'm going to have a fantastic day. No matter what happens, no matter what I have to be flexible with, it will not affect
where I am on my frequency. And take a moment to raise your frequency up and release anything that feels heavy. You can do it twice a day if it's really a lot going on. I recommend it. After you clear it, shield up. You know, just shield up and go, you know what? I'm going to wear this incredible positive optimism that this energy brings me. I'm not going to be afraid of what's going to pop up today. I'm going to have everything that I need. My needs will be met perfectly. I will be able to find a solution. This energy, the angels, my connection, keeping my frequency up, I'm going to be able to come up with a solution, think out of the box, be more flexible, be creative, be inventive. Yep. You name it, it flows in. You take that opportunity to do that in the morning and clear out on a daily basis. I really highly recommend clearing and just taking a moment to ask for it to all flush out. When you take a shower, most people, you know, take showers or, you know, clean up somehow. You can take an intention while you're doing that to let the water flush everything away. Yeah, you can just make it part of your daily routine, guys. You don't have to feel like, oh, I don't have time for this and that. And this will help raise your frequency. Okay, this will help raise your frequency to where life doesn't feel like it's speeding up and you can't keep up. It is going at a different pace. Manifesting is much faster, and that's something I do want to bring up, guys. I definitely want to bring this up. If most of the world, and I'm going to go into dimensions for a moment because this is a big deal. We have third dimension, you know, that's where fear exists. We have fourth dimension, that's a transitional. We're becoming aware of, oh, wait, I see that this is third, but I want to be in fifth. And fifth dimension, no fear exists. Can't be there. You got to release all of that to be in a fifth dimension lifestyle or vibration. And most of the world right now, there's people in all different frequencies, okay, or dimensions. It's just that's they coexist at the same time. You can be fifth dimension and be all in a third dimension environment and still be fifth dimension. I know. You're like, how do you do that? You don't let it affect you. That's what your shield is. That's why you're clearing. Your experience will be completely different. That's how that works. And we're all learning how to do that now. But fourth is where we start realizing things are manifesting fast when I focus on that. You start learning kind of a school of hard knocks a little bit, to be honest. If you're focusing on what could go wrong, it seems like happens even faster or more stuff just comes in. You're also aware, wait a minute, let me shift my focus to something else. Boom, that happens too. Manifesting happens very quickly. So if you feel like you're back and forth, you might be back and forth, but it helped. That's when you start to click in with that awareness. And the more you practice, as soon as you're feeling like, nope, don't want to focus there. Want to shift my perspective here to a more optimistic, more positive. I want to release the fear. This water energy that we're having with Aquarius, remember Raphael says, let it flush it all out. Don't be afraid to feel what you feel. Acknowledge it, respect it. If it's anger, don't hold it. Redirect it into a positive way to spend out that energy. You know, I mean, if you thought of your energy like you do, you know, when your dog needs exercise and, you know, they haven't had any and they're all wound up, oh my gosh, or the children, whoa, they need to get outside and play and spend out some of that energy. That's what happens with our thoughts and our emotions. Think of it that way. So you want to give it a direction. So if I've got something that does that to me, I go find some kind of positive project that I can redirect all that energy into. It gets my mind off of upset, and then I put it on something positive and productive. It's very effective. It gives you a physical outlet to do that. Usually those lower negative energies, when they're popping up with this emotional stuff for balancing, a physical activity is one of the best ways to spend it out. It's very physical. It's lower frequency. It's dense. Remember, you can only resonate and manifest at the lowest vibration that you have going on. So if it's not manifesting the way you want, or things seem to be stuck, you want to raise it. You don't want to be afraid to make a choice and change your mind. You don't want to be afraid to leave something that needs to be left. You want to release things that need to be done with. It's no more. That's it. I'm just not in that place anymore. I wanted to make sure, you know, that kind of thing. And you don't want to be afraid to think out of the box, be creative, be inventive, tweak, try something new. This has an adventurous energy to it. This Aquarius energy does. So as you're clear, it's really a cool time. That's why I want to share it with you, because, you know, this is actually good. So it's building. We have a foundation now from everything we've been through last year. We had quite a bit with December and all of the energy that came in the last couple of weeks with the moons and the eclipse. Now we have this foundation to spread your wings and fly. So it's time. It's time. It's time to move forward. It, you know, be free to explore. Be free to learn something new. Discover. You know, it's like you're in the kitchen and you find a new recipe you want to try. Well, you know, I mean, how many times do you find, ooh, I got to try that. And then, okay, that didn't work so good. Or you didn't like the original. Well, you go back and you tweak it, right? Life can be the same way. You can go out, try something. Oh, that was pretty good, but I think I'm going to tweak it a little bit more and see what else I can do with it. And then you do that and you keep improving. You keep improving your skills. You keep finding a better way that suits you. Energy, emotions, everything you're trying, all of it. Something brand new, don't be afraid to try. Don't be afraid to explore it. It's really good stuff here, guys. That's what I mean. Now, manifesting and your wishes, going after goals, things like that will feel easier. Oh, isn't that? See, that's another light one out on this. Because Aquarius energy is 11. It's the 11th zodiac sign. It carries that transformative energy of the 11, change. And so we've had so much of that 11, right? Well, this helps you. It feels easier. It feels lighter. It feels like, oh, I can explore and venture out. I can try something out. You don't feel so hesitant and unsure. And even if you're doing something brand new you've never done before, you're going to do it. You want to take advantage of this. Let the emotions rise up. If they're lower, remember, Raphael says get physically active, clear out, drink extra water, take that moment. Everyday meditation really is important. It, you know, meditation's been around for a very long time, but honestly, I think more and more people are discovering, even if they don't even realize why, how important meditation is these days. It is completely changing everything that we do around here. It is completely just lifting all of it. So I'm going to take one last short, quick break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap it up. This is a good time, guys. Think about what this energy can help you do in your life. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com.
Okay, welcome back. We're in our last section of the show, so let me wrap up. Raphael and Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael have come through for this show because Michael, remember, Michael is wonderful for releasing the toxic emotions, energy, thoughts, beliefs, whatever it is. So if they come up, ask for his assistance to help you flush it out. Raphael comes in and reminds us of this beautiful Aquarius energy that rolled in on January 20. That's the water barrel, allowing it to cleanse and clear out. So it's a perfect combination. Remember that. Now, Aquarius energy, Raphael wants me to share some of that with you because this is how it can help you as well. It wants you to be your own self. You want to be unique to who you are. You want to speak your truth. You want to be creative. You want to think out of the box. You want to adventure. And it helps you to be aware with the emotions, what's affecting you, what's not. Okay, we've been going over that. It's so important for you to be who you really are right now, okay? That's going to matter. You're going to feel those emotions letting you know if you are or not, you know, if you're, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. It's also going to help you when, if you have to stand up for yourself in any way, you can do that with kindness. You do not have to let the emotions of anger or anything disruptive like that have you overreact. Remember the 10-second rule we've been talking about. Give yourself 10 seconds, take that deep breath and respond, not react. And it'll catch you up every now and then, and just acknowledge it. Don't be hard on yourself and remind yourself. Remember, Raphael says the meditations are very important. Michael and Raphael will help you with those. Michael can help you clear out. Take those few minutes every day to clear out. Do it twice a day, in the morning and before you go to bed at night, if it's been a big day for you, okay? Put the intention out every morning that you've got a plan for the day, but you are going to be flexible with unexpected twists and turns, and that you will allow your creative juices to flow so you can find creative solutions to whatever happens. This will really help you set up your
energy to have a very positive day, to keep your frequency up no matter what's going on around you. You will feel guided to go after your goals. Aquarius does that. Aquarius, this energy is really ready for you to knock it out of the park. It's shoot higher. Go for it. Go for the dream. I love it. You know, it's like, just do it, you know, go for it. The earth is clearing and cleansing, and we want to respect that and support that too. Just keep that in mind. That's why you're seeing so much going on. I mean, just clearing. There's a lot going on out there, but the only way to make a difference in this world in a positive way is to do it from within yourself first. When we do that, we are contributing. We are becoming what we want to see in the world. We've been talking about that for a few years. Well, now we're at the plate. Yeah, it's time for us to make the move, to do it. And it's totally empowering to realize you're part of the solution if you want to be. Remember that. Remember the fan. I want to remind you, if you guys are, I don't know, everybody kind of staggers into the show. So if you miss some of it, make sure you go back and grab the whole thing with the archive. But remember, Michael gave me the coolest thing. When you feel your emotions overwhelming, life's going too fast, you just want it to slow down. Actually, what you need to do is raise your frequency higher. Then you will be more in line. It's kind of like riding the horse. You want to be at the same speed with it because the frequency is not going to slow down. So what the best thing to do is to rise up to it. So if you start feeling that life's doing that, your frequency is dropping a little bit. It's down all the time. That's just the way it is. This is a gauge. So when you feel like that, take a moment to raise your frequency. Clear out, meditate. Meditation will always raise your frequency. It's got health benefits galore, physically, mentally, spiritually. It will raise it. You know, you just put that intention out there that you want to attach in with something higher, and you're releasing, and it's just a natural process that will happen. Practicing it every day for a few minutes in the morning, and if you need to, at night, will make one of the biggest differences in your life that you've ever had. If you never thought you had time to do it before, you're going to want to make time now. This Aquarius energy is going to help you pull it all together. It's going to help you bring it together. It's going to help you balance. And balancing emotions are all the things I just said. Those are things you can do. Take a moment to take a walk outside. Take a moment to just ground, feel your feet on the bottom. Sometimes we have to just get out of our head and make sure we're grounded and present, okay? If you feel like you're all over the place, scattered, that's more of an ungrounded experience. Make sure you're grounded. Check your diet. This is one of the times where you want to do that too. Make sure you're checking your diet for anything that's toxic, affecting you that way. If it's time to get rid of something, now's the time to do it. There's so many different things you can do here, guys. And, you know, a lot of people ask this over and over, how do I do this energy healing? Honestly, you can work from the outside in. You can work from the inside out. Your energy is everything that creates your physical experience. So you could, now, why is Alexa doing that? Do you remember it did that 2 weeks ago? Alexa keeps trying to help me during the show. I don't know why she does that. All of a sudden that's just happening. Anyway, it's funny. Thank you for your assistance, but I don't need anything right now. And I don't even have that. That's not Alexa, that's Siri. So I don't want to say it. Anyway. Okay. So see, we just go with it. It's funny. Guys, I want to remind everybody, if you are a Angel Retreat member, I do have a Zoom meeting call for Q&A, and we can go into things much deeper if you want to join me. That's going to be in 1 hour at 1 p.m. Eastern today. This is January 24th I'm talking about, if you're listening to an archive later. If you're in that, you can go, you can join me right
all of that's in your membership. And I also sent the reminders of how to join that call. We're going to have a live Q&A on whatever you need to understand or talk about. So that's going to be in 1 hour at 1 p.m. today. Okay, guys. Anything else? Looking and checking to see if there was anything out. Looks like you guys are having a great conversation over there. Let me see. I'm looking on the chat to see if there was anything. Nope. I think we're good. You guys just keep releasing. You're going to feel it. We're all in this together. You know, me too. Okay. We're all in this together. I'm having to release and clear just as much as you are. I'm not any better than you. Nobody is. I don't care who you are. And nobody knows everything right now. I mean, I'm constantly staying in it full time, learning and sharing what I'm discovering. And every day that can change. Right now I know what I'm picking up and what they want me to share with you. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm just not holding back. Why? I'm not just keeping it for myself. Some of this is so brand new. Remember, keep the balance. Keep your emotions in check. 10-second rule before you respond. Take good care of yourself physically. Give yourself your timeouts when you need it. And make some decisions when you know it just keeps repeating. If you have an emotion that keeps popping up every time you're doing something, you know that's probably going to need to either get changed or removed. Bottom line, I love you guys so much. I'm so glad you're here with me. Thank you for supporting the show. And we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.